My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
This is a class one emergency.
He's got an eye like a hawk.
We now stand on the threshold of the Age of Revolution.
Do not panic. I repeat, do not panic.
Direct from Fury Media, Inc. Radio has a new sound, and it's going to blow you away. On location or in the studio, you better put on a helmet. Close all the vents and lock the doors. This is the Vince Wild Show.
I've been quiet long enough. Welcome to the Vince Wild program. I listen to the news every day. And then there's a point. And that point is when I need to just shut it off. Because they can't take it. You know, you turn on the news and it's just wall-to-wall op-ed now. We are sheep. Now, I know Republicans like to call Democrats sheep. The Democrats like to call Republicans sheep. No. We are all sheep. The idea that we have some kind of a choice is laughable. Okay? The people want to vote for certain people. I can almost guarantee they will not be in the 2018 primary, or the 2018 election, or the 2020 election. You're going to get two mountains of crap. It's what it is. Lying sinkholes of refuse. Okay? Not chosen. And especially you Democrats. You don't have a choice. You have super delegates. They can just put in whoever they want. They could elect an animated fish. And they probably will. They probably will. Just to laugh at you. You know? And there's so much vitriol. Everywhere you look, there's just people that think they know everything. They think they have both sets of facts in their entirety, which is an absolute societal impossibility. You cannot have both sets of facts. In today's society, that is impossible. You will never have both sets of facts. We are all half-informed, and we all lean towards our personal bias. None of us wants the truth. Nobody wants the... I don't want the truth. I want to know... I want to hear what makes me feel good about what I already believe. That's what we do. Anybody that says they're not doing this is just lying to themselves and everybody else in an attempt to sound smarter. Except you're not. You're an idiot. But take heart, because that's what they want. You were led here on a leash. Okay? There is a way out. There is a definite way out. But up until this point, we haven't taken it. Now, one of the things that has been the throwaway response to third parties is, yeah, it's giving the vote to the one of the other two parties. You know, Democrats say this, Republicans say this. It's a load of codswallop. If I can quote Harry Potter for a minute, it's not true at all. So my side has responded with, what we need is a fourth party, and possibly a fifth party. If that's really the throwaway argument, then it stands to reason that if you split the vote enough times, you'll take enough votes from the Democrats and enough votes from the Republicans that there's actually a chance that a third or fourth party could win. You cannot possibly be happy as a Republican with your politicians. I know right now in Indiana, Holcomb is pissing everybody off. He wants to come up with hate crime legislation, which is ridiculous, because it's basically saying, you know, that free speech thing, yeah, not so much. That's what that's saying. Just because somebody drops the N-word in hatred, you come up with a hate crimes bill. Yeah, but it said he does that, and then he beats the guy to death with, a stick. Or he shoots him. Or them damn cops. And then there's the Democrat. The Democrats, they're just saying it out right now. We want a gun ban. There's literally dozens of clips where this is being said. Democrat voters, in complete denial of this fact, will not acknowledge that it's a thing. Will not. Nope. They're not actually saying that. Well, I hate to tell you, but yes, they actually are saying that. Dozens of clips exist of people up into the highest reaches of government calling for, you know what, it's just time. Look, this is such a big problem. Why don't we just get rid of guns? Here's the problem. On the same side of the aisle, many of the same people are saying the cops are out of control. So the argument is turned into, you know, well, we need to take away everybody's guns because they're just a problem, even though statistics simply do not support this argument. You're more likely to be killed in a traffic accident, but nobody is trying to ban cars. And yeah, but you can't, you know, somebody's not deliberately trying to kill somebody with a car. In most cases, same thing goes for weapons, and there is simply not enough data to go around to say that, you know, responsible, law-abiding citizens are suddenly going rogue and killing people. And by the way, people that don't even make sense, ergo Las Vegas. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A Republican decided to go to a country music show and gun down people. That, wow, you know what? You're right. Ban the Second Amendment. Good grief. So they want to take all the guns, right? Okay, taking the guns, guns gone. Now the cops have all the guns, and the military. So we hate the cops, but we only want the cops to have the guns. That doesn't even make any sense. And if you go on places like Tumblr and Facebook, there's an answer for this too. You know, no, we don't want the cops to have guns. We want to be like England. No cops, no guns. They just get batons. Do you ever listen to yourself? You should record yourself and your arguments. You will see how stupid you sound. You will. You'll literally say, wow, I sound like a jackass. And you do. You sound like a jackass. Nobody agrees with you. Nobody's sitting there going, yeah, that's a good idea. Nobody is thinking that those two arguments work well together. You either want to ban guns and give them all to the cops, or you hate the cops and you really want to give guns to all the citizens so they can protect themselves from the cops. But both arguments together simply don't work. And by the way, the two alternative arguments completely stupid. There are people I wouldn't want to have a gun in a million years. Just don't. Then you've got yet another part of this whole political equation, Antifa. This is a group that runs around with masks on because they're so brave. Yeah, let's put masks on. We don't want people to actually know who we are. That's how brave we are. That's how much we believe in our cause. We're putting masks on because we don't want to be identified. I've never actually heard anybody defend this anywhere online. Because when those people go home at night and they log into Facebook, they're not going to oust themselves. They just burned down an entire city. They're not going to tell everybody who they are. And yet, they need the masks. Because if what they believe in is a just cause, why the masks? You know? Why carry on like ISIS? Why put on the mask? Why is ISIS... How come ISIS wears masks, for that matter? You know, he goes home to his family at night, doesn't want people to know he's an extremist. If you really believe that your cause is just, you don't need the mask. If you're really just there to be a troublemaker, and it's just about, you know, anarchy, and you really don't believe in what you're doing, it's just something to do, you need the mask. You really don't believe that the other side are fascists, you need the mask. You really don't believe that you're on the correct side, you need the mask. That's why they wear the mask. If those aren't the reasons, take off your damn mask. It's that simple. You're not going to prove the rest of us. You're not going to prove to the rest of us otherwise. Lose the mask. Simple. We will be satisfied when you lose the mask. Now they'll, of course, respond with, "Oh no," because then we'll just get targeted. Well, you know what? You should be targeted. You should have to face judgment for burning down a city and calling people names like fascist Nazi. People that just go to work every day, do their job, pay their taxes, vote, and not even all of them. It's like last election, 30%. 70% stayed home and sat on their thumbs, like the lazy losers they are, by the way. And then bitch the rest of the year that the country's going down the toilet. Or as George Carlin would say, circling the drain. Oh, brilliant. Yes, let's make a judgment call when we can't even get up off of our fat, lazy butts for an hour to go cast a vote at a poll. People whine, oh, Donald Trump got into office, it's so terrible. He got voted for and he's just a racist, fascist pig. Did you vote? No, I Maury was on. Seriously. I mean, what reason do these people have? My wife is very busy. Cast an absentee ballot. I don't have time to do an absentee ballot. Mail in a ballot. I got yoga class. Really? Do you seriously have an excuse for being the reason that the country goes down the moral cesspool? That's your yoga class, and Maury is more important than trying to redirect the country into a healthy direction. You know, and these, I love how people proudly wear that. I don't vote. Really? Yeah. Do you also not bathe and use deodorant? Because those are things I wouldn't brag about either. But they do it. And then Antifa comes to takes the streets, and the 30%, let's say 15% that voted the other way, suddenly all become Nazis and fascists. And while we're at it, anti-feminists, Islamophobic, pretty much everything that the left has deemed as ugly and wrong. Nobody's allowed to have an opinion anymore because that's a hate crime. That means you might actually go out and stab somebody. Which means we need to ban knives. That's what I heard. That's what America heard. If you want to ban guns, knives are obviously next on the list, because that's what England is doing. Well, we got rid of the guns, and then they just started stabbing each other, so we banned knives, and now it's the silverware drawer. Of course it is! Because bad people do bad things, dumbass. You can't try to take the moral high ground and then be surprised when people who don't want to take the moral high ground find more creative ways, such as beating somebody to death with a rock in an alleyway. You can't pretend that that's not a problem. Look, leftism does not work, okay? We've got plenty of evidence as to why it doesn't work, okay? You've got Kevin Trudeau in Canada, and he's there, you know, let's just open the borders, except for them damn Americans. Why? Well, they won't open their borders. So a country that doesn't want to just let the refuse of the world crash the gates, your answer to that is to let everybody in and crash your gates, except them. That's brilliant, Trudeau. Why don't you sit down? You're a crap prime minister. And then you've got, let me see, this other issue that I can't stand. Other countries telling us how we should be voting. Now, I made the mistake on this program of voicing my opinion on Brexit. And I got tooled up by the British. British people that I know, they were like, you don't live here, you don't know the whole story. And yet, it is totally okay for them to vocalize their opinion on American politics. And then when we say, you don't live here, yeah, the answer is yes, but I've got friends that live there that are affected by your piss-poor electoral management. Yeah, okay, sit down, because I have friends in England. They don't like what you're doing, but that doesn't qualify me. I have to keep my mouth shut, but you can run your mouth along with your Aussie friends. They can all run their mouths, and Germany, too. Hey, why doesn't everybody just join the fray? Hell, why don't we just give you election rights? You can pick our president for us. Please shut up. Okay? Here's where all this leads. As a people, We're arrogant. It's how I led the show. We think we know everything. And we take it different places. Some people put on a mask, go out into the streets, and burn down cities. Cities they live in, by the way, sometimes. That had nothing to do with whatever it is they're angry about. Other people go on social media and troll. It's easy to spot a troll, by the way. On Facebook, they don't use their real photo. Yeah, if you do this thinking you're being clever, you're not. Okay, the picture of the cute kitten does not mean, they can't find out who I am. Well, actually, it does mean that. But it kind of ousts you as what you're really about, which is starting trouble. Okay? The arrogance in America right now is mind-blowing. Everybody knows everything. And you cannot, this is a house divided, you cannot claim to take moral high ground on any level if you're not willing to say, I need to feel out both sides of the argument. I need to really find out what's really going on. It's smoke and mirrors. All of it is smoke and mirrors. So you need to figure out who the magician is with the smoke and mirrors. Now, I'm not going some Alex Jones route and saying, yeah, it is a conspiracy. What I'm saying is, what is it? This is all built up. All of this is built up. What is it that they are trying to accomplish? And who are they? Yeah, it's the New World Order. No. It's the media. Okay? Over time, in my lifetime, hell, before my lifetime, the media has slowly changed from reporting simple facts to 24/7 news coverage with op-ed, which means Rush Limbaugh, he was just the beginning. Now you've got CNN, talking head, saying, yeah, let me tell you why Donald Trump is an ass. All right? You've got Fox News. Yeah, let me tell you why Bernie Sanders is an ass. And they all sound like that, by the way. 24/7 of that. So you're not just getting, today, a butcher shop was robbed. Police haven't found the man. This is what he looks like. That's it. That's the story. Okay? You know what happened? You know how much the guy made away with, because they'll probably give those details. And you know the cops haven't found him, and they give you a police sketch or a photo. No. The guy was also probably a Republican / Democrat. Or his motives are he wanted revenge on the city. Something stupid. That's what we get now, only politically. And because of that fact, we are in the dark about what the actual facts are. What we get isn't a set of facts. What we get is a story and someone's opinion on what that means. Hear it enough times, becomes your opinion. Okay, they've done actual focus groups on this stuff. A person exposed to the same opinion three times or more will slowly start to formulate that opinion as their own. Okay, they put in a lot of research into this to find out how exactly to crack the human psyche. Now, if this information does not piss you off, then don't vote, because you're half informed. And it totally explains why it is that, people think third parties are a waste of time. You've been led there on a leash. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican. This is what you believe. This is the set of facts, which aren't facts at all, that you work with. And you've intertwined them with your personal bias. And that personal bias has taken you to a place that is ignorant and uninformed. This is the vast majority, okay, if you're listening, it probably includes you, of the American people right now. If you want to know why the country is the way it is at this particular time, this is the reason. Because we have been led here on a freaking leash. All right, you want to know why it is that we cannot get a decent politician in office? Why there's so much corruption? Why even the people on the side of the aisle that we agree with miss the mark all the friggin' time? This is why. Okay? Democrats, I'm sorry to tell you, you're never going to have a fair election because your candidates especially have been bought and paid for way before you even got to the polls. Super delegates. That's what it's about. You could nominate, as a people, in a grassroots effort, your own candidate. Your own candidate. You could put forth the guy. Let's call him a classic Democrat. A John F. Kennedy Democrat. You're really happy about him. When superdelegates roll around, they could put in an animated cat. Completely negating all of your efforts. You just wasted 5 years of your life. Wasted them. Because the Democrats, the politicians, decided that what needs to happen is we need this animated cat. And JFK version 2.0 can go crap in a hat. That's what happened. If you, after being told that, if you're still pulling the lever for the letter D, you're out of your freaking tree. You might actually be clinically insane. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. I just gave you a set of facts. That's what's happening to your political party. That's how Bernie Sanders got ousted and Hillary Clinton got in and you lost. All your anger directed at Donald Trump isn't going to change the damn problem, which is that you have superdelegates and Bernie didn't matter because the superdelegates picked Hillary. I think Bernie would have given Trump a run for his money. Hell, he could have even won. You go ahead and you be mad at Trump. You be mad at Donald Trump until you friggin' bleed blue. It's not going to change your busted up system. Okay? If there is a group of people that should be begging for a third party, it's the Democrats. Democrat voters. There's no reason for you to keep on this sinking ship. All right? You're polishing the brass in the Titanic. It's going down. And it's going down hard. They don't care who you pick. Pick whoever you want. They want the animated cat. They're getting a friggin' animated cat, and you can go crap in a hat. And then they'll guilt you. You need to vote for the animated cat. Even though it wasn't, not even in your, wasn't even your wheelhouse as a choice. That's what you're getting. You're getting the animated cat. You're not getting JFK version 2. You're getting the animated cat. And he's not going to beat anybody. But that's who we're picking. Because the politicians on the left are trying to subscribe to this notion of what we really need to be is socialist. We need to just put the cards on the table and say we're socialist. I know a fair amount of Democrats. They are not they're not sitting there and saying, oh, yeah, that's what I need to do. I need to have a hammer and sickle in my front lawn. Because a lot of these people grew up in an era where if you were a communist, there was a time where you could be arrested for it, charged with treason. That is no longer the case. But old memories die hard. And so even if you didn't agree with that, you still remember it as it was serious enough to somebody to say, no, 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 we can't let that into the country because that would be bad. People would die. You know, it would turn into a witch hunt. Communism has killed countless millions. Over the last 100 years alone, communism has killed millions. I don't want to be associated with that. And here you have the politicians say, let's do socialism. And they're banking on the fact that you've never read anything that Marx has ever wrote or read his biography to know who it is that designed this. And the fact that he may have done it simply as an act of revenge because he hated people. They're banking on you not knowing that. And you know, here's the thing. Okay, we want a classless society. Let's say that's the ultimate goal. Why does the ruling class still exist? And don't give me that whining liberal crap. You have to have some kind of ruling class. Well, the anarchists would disagree. The anarchists would argue that's exactly the problem. What is it? George Carlin once said, why don't we just give this a try again? Let's try doing whatever we want. We haven't tried in a while. It might work this time. It won't. You need laws. But the problem is everybody that's in power now has got an inside deal. A back alley handshake with somebody. They're all business moguls. They're all trying to make a buck. And the further down they can push everybody else, the more money they can make. Okay? Why do you think they think it's a good idea to replace human beings with kiosks and robots? Okay? This is an idea that will backfire because eventually nobody has any money to buy the products you're trying to sell with your kiosks and robots. You won't sell them. If everybody's broke, where's the money going to come from? Who's going to have the money? You've got everybody in poverty. Unless that's the goal. Unless, gee, you know what? Maybe everybody should be broke. Because then I'll be stupid, filthy rich. People that dislike capitalism have it about a quarter right. There is a problem with rich people. And I'm not talking about the guy down the street that's got a Bentley in his yard and he's making, you know, $1 million a year. I'm talking about stupid, filthy rich people that it almost becomes a competition to see how much money they can make. Those people. Because eventually you're led to the option of pushing everybody else down as far as you can. How else do you explain companies like Walmart? How else do you explain companies like Home Depot? They don't treat the retail level employees, the people that are making their money at the bottom, well at all. They treat them like garbage. They're disposable. In fact, if we can get rid of them after a certain amount of time, it will save us tons of money because we can hire somebody at a smaller salary. And while cutting $2.50 an hour out of our budget really doesn't seem to make that big of a difference in the long run, if you do it with a couple thousand employees, it really adds up. Trace everything. A lot of these companies, you're saying, hey, it's crony capitalism. They vote and donate liberal. They vote and donate Democrat. Why is that? You've got to explain some of these things to yourself, because by ignoring them, you're missing the big picture. You're missing the whole set of facts. These companies treat their people like crap. Crony capitalism. Except that they donated millions to the Clinton campaign or to Bernie Sanders. Why would they do that? If they're really all about crony capitalism, they would want this whole thing to get completely out of control so that they could further that. Maybe they could get to a point where they could only pay people 50 cents a day again. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Look at the profit margin then. So why is it they donate their money to socialist liberal causes? You never hear, oh yeah, you know, Walmart donated $10 million to the Trump campaign. No, it's always the Clinton Foundation or to Obama's campaign. If they're crony capitalists, why are they doing that? I'm going to leave you with that thought today, especially since my voice seems to be going. Make sure you check out the website, The Wild Report, wildside.tumblr.com. You can catch me on Twitter, at Vince Wild Show. You can email me, vincewildshow@gmail.com. And of course, there's the official Facebook page, Vince Wild Show, and my video page, Official Vince Wild. That's it for today. Take care, God bless, and thanks for listening on Anchor. Peace out.